1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Special Counsel Jack Smith in a superseding grand jury indictment charging Donald Trump in the January 6 election subversion case. Those new charges, follows the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. ABC's Aaron Kutursky has more.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is not going to be cowed by the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity or by a federal judge in Florida's recent decision to toss the indictment against former President Trump, charging him with mishandling classified material. Jack Smith just decided to appeal that ruling to the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and now he has filed a superseding indictment in the January 6th election subversion case in Washington.
Trump's attorneys have not responded. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will sit for their first joint media interview. CNN announced today that interview takes place this week. In Atlanta, two people were killed and a third person injured at a Delta Airlines maintenance facility at Atlanta's airport. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Be careful outside again today. Excessive heat warnings and advisories are in effect for a second straight day. Corey Zeistra was helping her daughter move into her dorm at UW-Milwaukee yesterday morning.
I have to go to work after this, but I think that a stop home to wash off a little bit is going to be in order.
Wisconsin is dealing with the hottest temperatures of the summer, with a heat index above 105 degrees in parts of Milwaukee yesterday. A northern Wisconsin community is asking for state and federal help to negotiate road access with tribal officials. The Lac du Flambeau tribe and the town of Lac du Flambeau have been in talks for more than a year after the tribe cut off public access to roads on the reservation that lead to private homes. Tribal leaders want the town to pay easements that have been neglected for more than a decade. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WISS and WGBW. The candidates for 8th District Congress have agreed to a debate. Republican Tony Weed faces Democrat Kristen Lierley. Details are expected soon. The Lierley campaign has said it wants the debate on TV or some other media outlet available throughout Northeast Wisconsin, and that it should be hosted by a nonpartisan moderator. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in De Pere tomorrow. He talked about Project 2025 recently with ABC News.
Donald Trump speaks for himself, and all he said about Project 2025 is that his agenda is his agenda, and Project 2025 has nothing to do with his campaign because it doesn't.
The Harris campaign calls the conservative action plan extreme, and it would raise costs for working families. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A slight shower chance this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s. Patchy early fog, otherwise a mixture of sun and clouds and highs in the low 70s for Wednesday. Another chance of showers and storms Thursday, high low 80s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. Simple Life Rentals.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules.
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 60 months with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Pete Schwaba.
Dropping by on the next Nightlight is the owner of the Firehouse Comedy Club in Door County, Asher Brooks, and director, producer, musician, and founder of the fabulous website Wisconsinology, Frank Anderson.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whale of a Tuesday edition. Hope you're enjoying it so far. More than Willie did. Riding on
Free
the...
Free Willie. So RFK Jr. apparently chopped off this head of a whale, right? I have some further information I want to clarify and articulate specifically. And this coming from, I guess, the New York Daily News. I found it on the Drudge, so you know it's true. We talked about the daughter, Kick, is her nickname. Her 2012 interview with Town and Country, she recounted that she was 6 years old when a dead whale washed up onto a beach at Squaw Island at Hyannis Port. Her father got wind of it, and because he was fascinated by animal skulls and skeletons, he went to the beach lugging a chainsaw, hacked off the whale's head, and secured it to the family's minivan roof with bungee cords.
So, it's more plausible because it wasn't the entire carcass of the whale. It was just the whale head pop strapped on the Buick? Or, pardon me, probably the Chrysler Town and Country back in those days.
I mean, back then. Apparently, Kick was 6 years old at the time. RFK Jr. is no stranger to roadkill, telling reporters in Albany earlier this month he had a freezer full of it. He's got...
Done everybody?
I mean, what? What, dude? Oh, and then as I was, you know, finding this information, I also saw Ben Affleck linked to Kick Kennedy amid J-Lo divorce. So apparently, Ben Affleck, you know, now newly separated from J-Lo, has been spotted in L.A. with Kick Kennedy, the child of RFK Jr., who told the story about the old man taking the chainsaw to the beach and cutting off the head of the whale. So that's how you bring it back to the, you know, current times, I guess.
I think that...
I mean, if you... Would that stick with you, man?
Yes! I was going to say, traumatized for life!
Right! You know what I'm saying?
Oozing blood and guts on top of Dad's minivan, and you're riding home with plastic bags over your head, only the mouth. They were hiding. They were like Saints fans wearing those plastic bags.
Come on, man. I mean, and I'm not a real outdoorsy guy, but I did have a chainsaw once in my life. I know how to use a chainsaw. I've gone out and cut some things down with chainsaws.
Some whales?
You know what happens? You know what happens with chainsaws? You get sawdust all over you. What do you think was spraying out when he was cutting off this whale's head? He was covered in it. So where do you think the brain worm came from? I mean, he's got a freezer full of roadkill. What? Yeah, and he just endorsed Donald Trump. No, it's not a weird campaign, not a weird situation. Meg is not weird at all.
Let me point one thing out, just so you don't perceive my little buddy as being elitist. But consider the fact he's a Kennedy. He doesn't have to eat roadkill. You know, there's always been food in the cupboards. He wants to eat roadkill. He chooses.
He needs to eat roadkill.
That is a lifestyle choice he has made. Not out of necessity, not to feed his starving family, because we're not making light of the impoverished. But you never met a broke Kennedy, Dom. Except in the brain.
I mean, definitely. Definitely broke in the brain.
And I would predict that Trump, when he needs to mix it up like in October, Dom, he's going to go tap out that whale carcass dragon. This is goat, not dog eaten, brain worm heaven, Robert Kennedy Jr. and make him vice president instead of J.D. Vance.
That's the upgrade from J.D. Vance?
Well, if it's not Kennedy, it's Putin's favorite, Tulsi Gabbard. One or the other. She's going to be the moderator of the town hall. She's also joined the Trump campaign. She'll be in La Crosse on Thursday. I'll bring photos, Tom.
Ooh.
Should we meet back here on Friday? I'll tell you how it went. 844-967-2789.
Let's get to it. Dick from the garage. What's up, Dick? Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, is he morphing towards Jeffrey Dahmer, for crying out loud?
I mean, man. Presumably, it sounds like all these animals were dead prior to him picking that up, but, I don't know.
Has anyone clarified if Kennedy Jr. has tried human flesh? Has anyone asked? Just didn't rule it out, let's hope.
And I'm wondering, does he have any pets? Like right now, does he have pets? Does he have a dog? Does he have a cat?
Well,
does he have
a fish? If I was one of his pets, I would seek cover.
But, I'd rather go on a walk with Christy Gnome.
But that I call about, I heard a caller that from Stoughton on Todd Alva's show talking about that Harris has no plans for anything. She maps out just about everything she wants to do, for crying out loud. First of all, she talks a lot about housing. And in the sense of housing, this guy's whole thing is we don't need housing because they're all illegal immigrants coming here that need it. So massive deportation. And we don't need any more housing.
Well, Dick, they're going to clear the parks in La Crosse of the homeless people before the Trump rally anticipated on Thursday. So you don't need homes. You just move them along.
Right.
But yeah, you know how the song goes, Dick. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
But the whole thing. She maps out everything. She talks about the price gouging. What is CJ listening to?
Well, I don't know.
He doesn't know.
Dick, we appreciate you listening to us, but I'm hearing a bit of us echoing in the background, man. Don't care what CJ listens to. He just sits there on hold indefinitely. And when his time comes, he wasn't ready, so he can sit there on hold for another 2 hours. But if you're listening, CJ, Dick, you blew your shot.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the call, dude. We talked a little bit about an op-ed from the Wall Street Journal the other day, and there's another article in there today, Richard Rubin, entitled Kamala Harris's tax increases and cuts take shape. Taxes would go up for the high-income households. Most American taxes would be unchanged or lower, and many parents would get new breaks. So there are policy proposals out there from the Harris-Walz campaign. They have scheduled their first quote-unquote interview together on CNN this coming Thursday. Now, that's not going to alleviate, you know, MAGA's whining and moaning and bitching. They're going to continue to do that because that's all they have. Look at their guy. They take their lead from Donald Trump, who whines and moans and bitches about everything.
And that's kind of my lane.
you know what I'm talking about, Crudy. I mean, we hear the grievances on Fridays, but these cats do it every day.
It is.
And to my understanding, the tax plan as proposed right now, as it stands between Harris's plan and Trump's plan, well, Harris's is geared towards, you know, more those without under $400,000 of income would not see any tax increases whatsoever. And she actually has offsets. It would actually reduce the deficit over the course of 10 years, whereas Trump's plan, of course, gives tax breaks to the wealthy and adds to the deficit. So, again, these things, it's one thing to sit there and say, well, we don't know anything. It's something to actively not look, not read, not understand, not compare what has been printed, what has been put out by both these campaigns on their tax policy. It's there. The Wall Street Journal has it right now.
But if you let the Trump tax cuts sunset, especially the benefits for, let's say, private jet owners, Tom, then how would Ron Johnson take his three family debt, private jets, I mean, and put them into service and to fleet and get all the tax benefits? Why, I think they need to be extended, Dom, or what would be the incentive for private travel to stay away from the rabble-rousers like you and I on commercial airline flights? I mean, I told you, I saw Ron Johnson at Trump Tower the Monday of the DNC, and he told the audience, the media assembled, it's tough being a billionaire, Dom.
Yeah, man.
It's tough.
So tough.
It's tough. You know, not everyone can handle the pressure of being a billionaire. Ron looks around that room and thinks, well, there might only be a couple of hundred millionaires here. Me and Rick Scott, for example. He didn't say that, but he did say it was tough to be a billionaire. I didn't share a sentiment, Tom.
When are rich white men going to catch a break in this country?
Dom wanted to tell you what Donald Trump had to say about Kamala Harris. Apparently, they've locked down the debate details.
Ooh, I don't know. I still see reporting that they have not nailed down whether or not the mics will be on.
No, they have nailed down that.
Right now, CNN reported, Harris camp says discussions ongoing over microphone muting as we speak. Just saying what I'm seeing, man. I don't know.
You going to trust me or Wolf Blitzer?
Where are you getting your source from?
Trump says he'll debate Harris on the nastiest and most unfair ABC News. If they're showing up, and there will be either open or closed mics, they're still going to debate. I think the Harris campaign is doing the reverse trick on them. Reverse psychology. Whatever you do, don't think of elephants. Whatever you do between now and the end of the commercial, don't think of elephants. But you're thinking of one right now.
Well, I'm just thinking about cutting their heads off and putting them on my car and driving them home.
Well, I have a fascination with skulls and carnage and luggage racks. More Devil's Advocates.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mark your calendar for August 30th for the 15th annual RX Link Golf Classic in support of Naranon at Thornberry Creek at Oneida. Registration begins at 9 a.m., shotgun start at 10. Visit WGBW on Facebook for your chance to win one free round of golf during the event.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Mino and the Mayor.
We ate so much wild game. I mean, every Sunday was rabbit, partridge, fish, venison.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That was not believable.
No,
at all. No, that wasn't. Yeah. Wow.
We did not do that.
Cool.
We
did not.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Lines are open. Talk or text. Hit us up if you have something to say at 844-967-2789.
Dom, this conversation about RFK Jr. over on MSNBC, they're calling him the Jeffrey Dahmer of the animal kingdom. And someone on the text line said, isn't that how serial killers get started?
That's what I'm saying, man. Like I saw, I think Rob Zombie redid Halloween and Michael Myers at the beginning of that particular version of it. Of course, John Carpenter's was the best, but Zombies was pretty good. And they show a young Michael Myers, like, you know, snapping the necks of little animals and stuff. Like, yeah, that's it. That's how some of us get started. Sure.
And by the way, Dom, just want to quote my source, just so you know, it's not me to blame if Beyonce doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Trump begrudgingly agrees to ABC news debate in bonkers rant with muted mics. That's a headline at the Daily Beast. You know, if it's not final, we'll find out soon, Dom. I know it's still being questioned. But here is a statement being made by the Trump campaign on the witch hunt indictment by deranged Jack Smith. You want to hear some of this?
Oh, yes. Let's not forget big news today. Special counsel Jack Smith, superseding indictment of Donald Trump. You got to clean up the language a little bit given the U.S. Supreme Court's rulings, let's just say.
Well, here's what Trump is truthy socialing, Dom. In an effort to resurrect a dead witch hunt in Washington, D.C., in an act of desperation, and in order to save face, the illegally appointed special counsel deranged Jack Smith. No air quotes around that, just deranged Jack Smith, capital D, has brought a ridiculous new indictment against me, which has all of the problems of the old indictment and should be dismissed immediately. And that's all caps. His points, his Florida document hoax case has been completely dismissed. He's talking about Eileen Cannon, his appointee to what? The West Palm Beach federal court, who said, well, maybe Clarence Thomas has a point about the special counselor. Let's throw it out. Well, that is not the January 6th, and I suspect at some point Smith will refile those charges.
He appealed that that ruling yesterday.
So anyways, Trump goes on to say that this is merely an attempt to, all caps, interfere with the election and distract the American people from the catastrophes Kamala Harris has inflicted on our nation.
You like know what's interfering with an election is trying to overthrow the government after you lose the election. That's interfering with the election. I mean, I cannot believe that we're still having this conversation. The guy called the mob. He sat on his ass for 3+ hours while his supporters beat the hell out of cops with thin blue liners. You know, you law and order types. Do you know, MAGAs, Republicans, what Donald Trump was doing for over 3 hours while his supporters breached the Capitol and beat the hell out of cops? I'd like to know. Do you know what his involvement was? Do you know who he was talking to the weeks leading up to it? Do you know who he talked to that day? Don't you think these are relevant questions that need answers? I mean, I cannot believe that we're still doing this. I cannot believe that you MAGAs would be like, oh, yeah, totally fine. They tried to overthrow the government. That's fine because it's our guy? Really? That's how low you have sunk?
It gets lower than that, Tom. Way. Oh, it's worse. Way worse. You know Lindsey Graham, sort of a sycophant and bootlick for Donald Trump, Republican senator from South Carolina, I do declare.
Graham, I do declare.
Now, Lindsey sidestepped questions on whether or not Trump should attend a January 6th award gala. Didn't want to quite go there. Lindsey Graham sidestepped a question Sunday about whether former President Trump should attend a January 6th award gala that will be hosted at his club in New Jersey next month. So just so we're clear, this is not an event to honor the Capitol Police or something of that sort. This is an event to honor the protesters, the
criminals, the criminals.
The Stand in the Gap Foundation will be hosting the event, dubbed the J6 Awards Gala, on September 5th at the Trump Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey, according to an announcement posted online. And while Trump is listed as an invited guest speaker, Graham didn't say whether the former president should attend the event. The question asked by Jake Tapper, would it be a mistake for him to go? And here's the answer, Dom. See if you find it sufficient. Well, my views of January 6th, I was actually there, that the people who broke into the Capitol and assaulted police officers should go to jail. They committed a crime. There are people very upset about the outcome of the 2020 election. I get it. But Vice President Harris tried to raise bail money for people who burned Minneapolis. See where he's going here, Dom? I don't like that either. So when it comes to parties condoning violence, I would say we both should knock it off in that regard. So hosting a January 6th awards gala at your golf course is just the same as Kamala Harris supporting those that were gathered up in mass arrest in Minneapolis after the George Floyd protest. It's all same, Dom.
Totally the same. Yeah, totally the same.
Remember what January 6th participant in that he was willing to be the conduit of the fake electors for Wisconsin and like Michigan.
Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, that guy?
Yeah, he was willing to deliver those to the vice president because apparently the fake electors, the fraudulent, the paper insurrection time, they hadn't arrived on time. So Ron said, let me get involved up to my albino eyebrows and let me be the delivery boy for the insurrection.
The bag man, I prefer.
But what'd he say that day? I wasn't scared by the crowds marching upon us. Not at all. But if they'd
have been... January 6th crowds.
If they'd have been some Black Lives Matter protesters, well...
Then
I might have been a little nervous.
They folks, brought Trump down to the secure room when BLM was in D.C. Trump wanted to go to the Capitol with the insurrectionists during January 6th. And he sat on his ass while his supporters beat the hell out of cops and tried to stop the peaceful transfer of power for the first time in U.S. history. I think those are telling situations, certainly.
Official acts, immune from prosecution, perhaps not with a streamlined, shiny new indictment. Jack Smith dropped it today. More devils.
crazy.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican presidential ticket is campaigning in Wisconsin this week. Running mate J.D. Vance will speak in De Pere tomorrow. Donald Trump will hold a town hall in La Crosse Thursday night. The latest Marquette poll shows the race for Wisconsin's presidential votes in a virtual tie. The federal government is considering new regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time since the mid-1970s. John Rumpler of Environment America says it would be long overdue.
Slaughterhouses, the places where a lot of these animals are brought, release a huge amount of nitrogen and or phosphorus into our waterways.
The Environmental Protection Agency says slaughterhouses and large factory farms are driving a spike in harmful algae blooms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WISS and WGBW. The new school year in Green Bay is starting with an interim superintendent. Vicki Bayer has been interim superintendent one other time before the district hired Claude Tiller last year. Tiller resigned this summer after less than 1 year on the job. He caught a lot of heat for comments he made in a radio interview in Atlanta. The school board has not said when it will start the search for a new permanent superintendent. Area school districts are canceling and postponing some sporting events due to high heat and humidity. School officials are tracking the heat index and rescheduling games and practices to keep athletes as safe as possible. Roland Schmidt is an athletic trainer with Bellin Health. He tells Channel 11 that practices are shorter and later in the day and having more water breaks. He says heat-related illnesses should be taken very seriously since they can be fatal. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. This summer has been all drama at the box office, at least when it comes to returns. After a slow start back in May, things really picked up when Bad Boys Ride or Die hit the big screen, and things escalated from there with Inside Out 2 becoming the highest grossing animated film ever, and Deadpool and Wolverine becoming the highest grossing R-rated movie ever. A huge summer for Disney Studios, especially since Deadpool and Wolverine is not dead. After finishing in second place last week, thanks to the release of Alien Romulus after 2 weeks at the top, Deadpool and Wolverine regained the number one spot at the box office this past weekend after pulling in $18 million. Alien Romulus came in second place with just over $16 million. It Ends With Us, the surprise Blake Lively Channing Tatum hit, came in third place with $12 million. Tatum had two films in the top five this week, as Blink Twice came in fourth place with just over $7 million. Faith-based film The Forge finished out the top five with just over $6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A slight shower chance this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s. Patchy early fog, otherwise a mixture of sun and clouds and highs in the low 70s for Wednesday. Another chance of showers and storms Thursday, high-low 80s. Right now it's 80.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News, Trigvy Olson, the Lincoln Project, and much more. Be here.
Hump Day! The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. A whale of a Tuesday, but we're done talking about that.
Are we?
We're moving on to our happier happy hour and the audience participation segment of this big program. That's you on the phones, on the text lines, and the great news for Aldous and others. It's all the same phone number. Just write it down once. 844-967-2789. And Dom, I'm looking forward to Friday Night Football. Don't make me turn this into Sports Talk Live. Bill from Oconomowoc, you're next. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Dom, good afternoon. Dom and Kurt, you got to help me. Why, in God's green earth, do we have to give a microphone to a 34-time convicted felon, already convicted of sexual assault, 11 bankruptcies, which averages out to one every 6 years, and two impeachments? There is no reason for America to give that guy a microphone.
Absolutely.
I believe that.
You're wrong, Bill.
I also believe that Harris is twice as tough as Biden. If she even debates that guy, she will destroy him. And all he does is lie. Why do we even give him acknowledgement? Help me out. Thank you.
Well, Bill, because he's the nominee of the Republican Party, because he's qualified and placed on ballots across all 50 states, and because if we don't get out there and tell all our friends the right thing to do, vote for Harris, if, in case you're wondering, there's a chance this guy could still become the president again. Because it's not about the number of votes. It's about votes in like five or six states, including the swing states. And we don't know what, you know, RFK Jr. being on the ballot, or Cornell West being on the ballot, or Jill Stein being on the Wisconsin ballot. All of them are now qualified for the ballot. But I like the polling that would seem to suggest if you throw in the entirety of the ballot eligibles, all the third parties, and Harris versus Trump, well, Harris is whooping his ass, about 8% lead in the latest National Marquette University Law School poll. And Bill, I totally disagree, man. I want him on that stage. I just want him debating against a candidate who's willing and prepared to whoop his ass and hand him his lunch. And I think that is Kamala Harris. And I'm not saying that Hillary Clinton wasn't capable, but you got to turn off the mics, I believe, because you can't let them stalk up on her and do those sort of things. They should have a glass partition between the candidates just in case he's got COVID.
Oh, you know, I mean, Bill, I think that, and I agree with Crudy in a couple of things. One, you know, as constitutionally required, he qualifies, right? He went through the thing. He got nominated by his party. This is what the megas want. This is the new Republican Party. The old Republican Party is dead. Long live mega. This is what they want. He is the embodiment of what the megas and the Republicans of the GOP want. They're down with that. They're down with the bankruptcies, they're down with the fraud, they're down with all of that. It's all about access to the power, all about access to the money. I mean, Donald Trump would not have gotten the reception he got when we saw him at the Freedom Summit in Iowa when he first came out. Back then, it was Scott Walker was the belle of the ball. But he would not have gotten that reception if he was not a billionaire, quote unquote. He wouldn't. If he was an old guy yelling at the clouds without any money in his pocket, he would not have the quote-unquote respect of the mega party, man. And if you're talking about misogynistic, racist, ignorance, that is what embodies in Donald Trump. And apparently, and I can't say that this applies to every single one of the megas and the former Republicans, but as the leader of your party, if you embrace those attributes, if you embrace those characteristics, well, it kind of like, you know, you want that to represent you. It is now, it's up on them, and they want this, Bill. They need this. They can't wait to have more of it. So I'd like to think that it's not endemic. It's not part of the of our fabric, but it is, man. It is. And Donald Trump allows them to be that hell. They cheer him on when he talks that way. Mass deportation. Hey, they got the signs up. Yeah, we're about mass deportation. What? So you're gonna let all the cows in Wisconsin go without milk, milking them? Man, when I was working on my neighbor's farm, we had to milk them twice a day, every day, 365 days a year. And if the majority of the farm labor in the state of Wisconsin are migrants, and the majority of those migrants are not here legally, and you're going to pick all them up and ship them out of Dodge, number one, those Republicans who employed them, well, they're going to go out of business because you can't get any of our kids these days. No one wants to work on the farm. I don't want to work on the farm. The reason I worked on the farm is because the youngest kid of like 15 was a year older than me. He turned 18, and he didn't want to work on the farm. So there's my job. So and compare that. Compare that to the uplifting and practical nature of the Kamala Harris and Walz campaign. Man, I'd like to think that we can appeal to our better selves, but Donald Trump does not do that, man. People want to roll in the gutter. They want to do the mudslinging. They want to be as mean as they can possibly be. I mean, look at the Jay Weber situation here in the state of Wisconsin on iHeart, man. They propped this guy up. Oh, Tim Walz, Gus. If this is an example of men in this country, we're screwed. You blubbering bitch boy. This guy is the number one rated right ring talk radio host in the state of Wisconsin on the number one stick at iHeart in Milwaukee. As far as I know, he's not been on the air for 3 days, but he's still employed. We don't know. That's what they want. That's what they want.
A, that was a hell of a rant. I mean, you went like 3-4 rabbit holes deep there, man. I was trying to keep track. I was thinking, do I keep score at home here? May I disagree with you now? Just let me.
Certainly, yeah, man. Let me hear
minute
it.
Rant. One, I thought you devolved into Donald Trump because you went through the brambles. You brought like 4 different rabbit holes into this conversation.
They're all related, man.
Really? Because I've heard the you farming in high school story once or twice, about as many times as I've heard the Joe and Trish and Free Willy story. But setting that aside for just a minute, Trump is not the Trump we saw in Iowa, in Des Moines, at the Citizens United Freedom Summit Caucus, or whatever the hell we called it then.
In what regard, Curtis?
He's diminished. And he's diminished not just in our eyes. I mean, he's the fat Elvis these days. So when Bill says, doesn't deserve a platform, A, we're not the ones giving or taking away the platform. Although I will be at the rally on Thursday. So, Bill, you can ignore, but you don't have to listen to the Trump speaking. But I would tell you, he is a major party candidate. And if nothing else, he is the shining example of what you should not do living your life. You know, like negative example. Don't do this. But I would say it's the nature of the beast, man. This is politics. We choose. And I want him cast out there. I want this fat Elvis on the stage debating Kamala Harris. And I want to enjoy the evening with lots of friends now. I'm working diligently to book a watch party for September 10th. I've got many leads. You know, that is a busy night in the city of Madison. But I think I got a venue, and I'm pretty damn sure we're going to put on a party, and we're going to watch Kamala Harris hand old fat Elvis a stunning, devastating defeat. He's going to want to quit the sport in the ring that night. I have no doubt she's going to hand him his ass because he's 9 years older than when we met him, Dom, and he's not better. He's out of material, and it's so stale. I mean, this guy's trying to jump the shark backwards. It is so old and so stale that I think compared and contrast on the stage with Kamala Harris, mic's on, mic's off. Either way, this guy's going to get crushed because
He's old, and he can't stay on point. Sounds a little bit like you telling that last rant story.
Come on, man. It was related to the mass migration. It was related to the policies of what the megas want. Of course, it makes total sense, because if it would actually happen, they would drive up labor costs in this country. They would drive up inflation. It would be
if there was actual mass deportation.
If they go through the attempt, of course, man. This is what I'm saying.
You know what I think the greater problem?
This is what the megas want, dude. They think they want it. Those Republicans in northern Wisconsin who are employing these quote-unquote illegal migrants on their farms, that's what they want. They want the cheap labor. They go away. They might vote for Trump, but they need the labor. What are you going to do then?
Well, I'm going to take a caller. I believe it might be my mailman, Matt from Middleton. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Devils. I just wanted to comment about and ask your opinion on messaging. And
first of all,
to me that
are you my mailman, Matt from Middleton, or a different Matt from Middleton?
I am your mailman.
Nice, nice. Well, I just moved today, so please forward the mail up to the cabin. I think I put something in the mailbox there for you. Sorry to interrupt, Matt.
It occurs to me that MAGA is a very extreme party, and I never hear from Democrats calling them out as extremists, because they are. And the equivalent for Democrats to be that extreme, we'd have to be calling for communism or something. I don't know what our
after birth abortions. That's how extreme Democrats are, according to the fiction of Fox News and Donald Trump, man. I mean, that would be a pretty extreme circumstance, post-birth abortion. That would be extreme in my book. But that's how they're characterizing us, Matt, or the left.
Yeah. And we've never been as extreme as they are, and they seem to get away with it in the media and everything else. They're never called out for it.
Well, don't you think this cycle has changed, Matt? Don't you think the insertion of Kamala Harris into this cycle, this former prosecutor, don't you think it's changed everything? And I think
that's their only argument they're going to use, is that Kamala is a far lefty because she did have some policies when she was running that were a bit to the left, but that's not her today.
She could have been a moderate Republican and they'd call her a communist, lefty Marxist.
It doesn't matter what you are or are not. They will call you what they want anyway, Matt. Thanks for the call, man. Certainly appreciate it. And the post-birth abortion thing, come on. I got an uncle who's probably a Trumper. I don't know where he's at this year, but let's just call him probably a Trumper. And I remember when we were naughty, when
we
were
talking
kids,
helmet?
And he used to tell me, it's never too late for an abortion. And that always kind of stuck with me. No, it's not post-birth abortion. It's called murder. Murder. One thing, AP reporting. 238 people who worked for former President H.W. Bush, former President George W. Bush, former Arizona Senator John McCain, and Utah Senator Mitt Romney, calling their fellow, quote, moderate Republicans and conservative independents to join them in backing Harris and her running mate Walz over Trump and Vance. Quote, of course, we have plenty of honest ideological disagreements with Vice President Harris and Governor Walz, the Republicans wrote, noting the significance of a handful of battleground states that proved crucial to Biden's slim majority in 2020. That's to be expected. The alternative, however, is simply untenable. Untenable. 238 former Republicans, big shot staffers in these administrations. I mean, get the list out, man. If you don't believe me and Crudy, do you believe them?
Dominic, have you seen the piece, Larry David's opinion piece over at the Washington Post? My post-birth abortion?
No, I have not.
I tell you what, let me save it. We'll bring it back. Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm. He has a biting satirical piece at the Washington Post. My only fear, the Trumpsters aren't going to see the humor. They're not going to get it, Dom. But you will, because you're amongst the smartest fans ever of the greatest radio show ever. And this is the last segment. Come back with us. 844-967-2789. Better yet, join us on the phones.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Tom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor, where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dom, a lot of presidential level and vice presidential level political events. I just want to run a couple down right in our backyards. First and foremost, we got J.D. Vance in De Pere, Wisconsin, Green Bay area tomorrow. So, you know, make a note of it. Do what you do when J.D. Vance comes to town. I would
Which
say
is boo nothing. Him. Boo this man.
But beyond that, I will be at the Lacrosse Center on Thursday. And the event is a Donald Trump town hall moderated by Tulsi Gabbard. So we will be like the pregame show before the Trump town hall. At least I will be. Dom will do it from the studio because you never know. Trump might not pay the interweb bill and everything could crash. You never can tell. That's why you tune in. It's the live radio experience. And then, and no plans yet on Monday, but Tim and Gwen Walls, maybe you've heard of them, the new vice presidential nominee and the second lady in waiting, are going to be at Labor Fest, and that's not official. They're going to be in Milwaukee on Monday, but it is Labor Fest and, you know, Summerfest grounds. What a great place to host Governor Tim Walz and his wife, Gwen. So expect to see them there. But back to this Larry David piece at the Washington Post, and Trump and his ilk have been talking about the Democrats and their extreme policy of post-birth abortion. A little bit from a column he wrote, and this is satirical, just in case you're CJ and you don't understand the difference.
Now, when you say satirical, what does that mean?
Well, I'm going to read a Trump from quote from Donald Trump, and then Larry David's going to express, you know, his opinions in response to Trump.
It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month, the concept of having an abortion in the later months, and even execution after birth. And that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth,
and it's unacceptable. And almost everyone agrees with that. Yeah, almost everyone yeah. does agree with that.
Almost everyone thinks murder's bad, yes.
Except for Larry David, who writes, "He's right, we do support executions after birth. In fact, many Democrats support execution of kids up till age 4 or until they start kindergarten." Now, Larry David writes, satirically, "I respect their opinions, but that's a little late for my taste. I'm good till about 2.5. I've never said this publicly, but my wife Thelma and I had a poor post-birth abortion, and it was just minutes after the baby was born. It was in my 30s when I met the girl of my dreams. We shared much in common, especially our belief in post-birth abortions. In fact, that was one of my questions on our first date, because it would have been a big red flag for me if she didn't. Thankfully, she was even more adamant about them than I was. It was a match made in heaven," as he writes. "A few months after we got married, Thelma told me she was pregnant. When she went into labor, I watched in awe as our baby emerged from the womb. After our son was swaddled, the doctor showed him to my wife, who had a bit of an odd reaction. I wouldn't call it a wince. It was more of a gasp of surprise, but not in a good way. When the doctor showed him to me, I didn't say out loud what I was thinking, but the acronym WTF crossed my mind, following by OMFG. Could those be my genes? Granted, I'm no Mr. America, but I'm certainly not so unsightly as to produce that. Was my grandfather, who I always called Trigger because of his resemblance to Roy Rogers' horse, the culprit? Do horse face genes like baldness skip a generation? Maybe the problem was Thelma's side, but that was not the time to explore that. I was disappointed, to say the least, but the thought of doing anything about it hadn't crossed my mind. Thelma, bless her heart, was the one who brought it up. No way I'm taking him home. He's embarrassing. Am I supposed to show that monster to my parents and my friends? I can't even look at him without cringing." Again, this might be satirical, CJ, just telling you. Larry David, the author. This is published at the Washington Post. A little bit more. "I had to admit she had a point. I turned to the doctor. He was wearing a Jimmy Carter campaign pin, so I had no qualms about asking his opinion. The doctor pursed his lips. I completely agree with her. I even had to look away for a moment when I pulled him out. He's not going to have an easy life looking like that, so if you want to do it, now's the best time." And Larry David writes, fortunately, we live in California. A lot of people around the country had to drive out of state for their post-birth abortions. What a drag that must have been. Before a podcast, I turned to Thelma, "You down?" She didn't hesitate. "Yeah, let's do it." The doctor nodded and took the grotesque into another room. Thelma, who had been in a foul mood since the kid came out, perked up. "Hey, maybe we can go to Skip's party now." "Yeah," I thought, "Skip's party. I'd be sorry to miss that. Sure, why not? Nothing's stopping us. But aren't they going to ask about the baby?" "Yeah, so what? They're going to be a lot of post-birth abortionists there. John and Patty had one. Jim and Rhea offered twins." "Oh, yeah, right, the twins. Yeah, let's go. Have fun." And with that, the doctor returned. Well, he gushed, rubbing his hands together. "All done. We can go now." "Excellent," Thelma said, getting out of bed. "As we gathered our things, I reached in my pocket for the parking ticket, but of course, per usual, it wasn't there. I checked all my pockets twice, no ticket. Why does this always happen to me? Why could I have done with it? I know the guy handed it to me." The doctor came through. "There it is on the floor." "Phew!" I effusively thanked the doctor for everything. As I wheeled Thelma out of the hospital, I couldn't help but wonder when she might be ready to try again. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Rich, and I'll take tomorrow off. Dom's doing it without me. Lift him up. Like a great episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that dark money groups are spending millions to hire paid canvassers in Wisconsin on behalf of Donald Trump? I'll tell you all about it next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered.
Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.